This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Time now for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk about sugar, kind of a sweet topic, Bill. And I had several questions come in the last several weeks, and so let's review them quickly. Number one, I send my feed to a lab, and I get a test back, and it lists sugar two different ways. The first one is known as ESC, stands for ethanol soluble carbohydrate, and that is includes sucrose, glucose, and fructose. That's kind of the standard one you want to use. Another one they will list is water-soluble carbohydrates, abbreviated WSC, and you have the three simple sugars there along with fructan. So the question is, what is fructan? Well, fructan is a polymer of fructose. So it's usually produced in cool season grasses and some of our other feed ingredients, and it's available at a lower rate in the room or a slower rate in the room, and that can be a plus, so it doesn't overload the room with too much sugar. There is none and found in corn silage because corn silage stores its energy in the form of starch itself. If you have a fermented feed, you're not going to find much sugar in it because the bacteria that ferment in the silage that produce lactic acid and acetic acid, they're going to take most of the sugar and convert that over to stabilize the fermentation process. Number two question. Well, what about cane molasses versus beet molasses? Are they the same? The answer is no. So I went to the NRC 2001 and looked this up, and so there are some differences. Crude protein, beet molasses wins at about 8.5% protein, cane molasses at 5.8%. Energy, they're about the same. So they're energetically, they're very similar. However, in terms of potassium, beet molasses 6%, cane molasses 4%. That could be a real plus under heat stress. However, in the close-up dry cows, we want to reduce potassium levels. Eyes wide open on that one. Another strong cation is sodium. And again, beet molasses higher there, 1.5%, 0.2% in the cane molasses. Magnesium just flips the other way around, which is good news, because it complements the potassium, and that's 0.4% in cane molasses, 0.3% in beet molasses. So that's our second question. What's the third question? Should I feed sugar to my cows? And if you are, I'd be looking at my feed test results using the ethanol extraction sugar number. The total amount of sugar in the diets we were recommending, 6 to 7% in the total ration. What does that mean to you nutritionists? That means I'm going to add about 3 to 4% sugar into the total ration dry matter, meaning I'm going to probably have about 2 to 2.5% what we call background sugar in the feeding program. If I add sugar, I can remove starch. And of course, with the feed prices right now in Illinois at $6.50 a bushel for corn in July, obviously that would be a potential feed savings as well. And it also can be quite economical. I know we have some nutritionists in Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. They're up at 9%, 10% sugar because it is cheaper than corn. However, if you're going to do that, you better watch the cows. Ask the cows, tell me what you're seeing. Meaning what? Effects on dry matter intake, effects on milk yield, effects on milk fat and milk protein, and perhaps evaluate manure scores to see if they are still firm enough for optimal health of the cow. So we are all recommending sugar to be added to the ration, as we mentioned earlier, 3 to 4% of total ration dry matter because it has a different rate of fermentation in the rumen. That can be a plus. And number two, it increases palatability. Cows like molasses. And it can increase NDF digestibility, which, of course, is a plus. So our take-home message, Bill, sugar is here. I would recommend using it. Check out the price compared to other energy sources. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike, and have a great weekend. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The July Federal Order Class 3 benchmark milk price at $16.49 per hundredweight. That's down 72 cents from June. More on that on our Milky Monday. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.